Hey, what's up? How's it going? I'm Ana Luisa with another episode of Inglês Online podcast. To read the transcript of this and other episodes, go to inglesonline.com.br and click on podcasts. This is part two of a two-part podcast about the word hope. So today I'm going to talk some more about expressions related to the word hope. And hopefully, by the time you've finished listening to this episode, you have picked up a couple of new words and expressions. So listen to this word again, hopefully. If you have the habit of listening or reading or watching shows in English, it won't be long before you hear or see the word hopefully again. I don't think there's a word that exactly translates hopefully into Portuguese, or if there is, we don't use it much. Sometimes hopefully can be translated as tomara, sometimes it means com pouco de sorte, and so on. Hopefully expresses hope, of course, and it usually precedes a wish or the thing you would like to see happen. For example, Peter cheated on the exam and got caught. Hopefully, he's learned his lesson and won't try this again. Mary is throwing a party next Saturday at her apartment, which isn't that big. Hopefully, it'll be enough to accommodate everyone. Or someone asks you, are you gonna come with us on the trip to Mexico? You wanna go, but you're not sure. You say, hopefully, or hopefully, yes. I'm trying to talk my boss into letting me take a few days off, so hopefully, I'm gonna go on the trip. So what questions would you answer with hopefully yes? Maybe, are you finally going to graduate in 2010? Hopefully, yes. I'll do my best. Are you gonna win the lottery this time? Hopefully. Has your computer been fixed? Well, I just got it back from the computer shop after 3 weeks and $500, so hopefully, yes. And the same goes if you're hoping that something will not happen. Hopefully not. And what about this one? When you hear someone say, the situation is hopeless. This is hopeless. Well, if someone said that, you can tell this person has given up hope. They don't think there's anything else that can be done to improve or fix whatever situation they're talking about. So let's say you're driving somewhere with a friend and then you get a flat tire. You have no experience changing tires, but you say to your friend, I'll give it a shot, but don't get your hopes up. I've never done this before. After 40 minutes, you guys have not been successful in changing the tire. Your friend says, okay, this is hopeless. Let's just try to flag down a car. So your friend thinks the situation is hopeless. The two of you have given it your best shot, but the flat tire is still there. So you agree with him. You agree that this is hopeless. People say that trying to change someone is hopeless. Trying to make a cat bark? Hopeless. Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results? Hopeless. So what are your examples? Can you think of an example in your life where you had this thought, this is hopeless? And hopefully, your example is not. Trying to learn English is hopeless. 'Cause it's not. Talk to you next time.